Support for the newscast is provided by the Homer Foundation. For 33 years, the Homer Foundation has partnered with communities from Ninilchik to Nanwalek and everywhere in between to address today's challenges and build lasting support for future generations. Thanks to your generosity, over $5 million in scholarships and grants has been awarded across the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Learn more by visiting the Homer Foundation on social media at homerfoundation.org or by calling 907-235-0541.
Good morning. You are listening to KPBI Homer, AM 890, and Seward 88.1 FM. It is 7:52 a.m. on Thursday, May 15th. I am your host, Kaylin Holmes, with the morning news. Summer is a busy time of year for the Kachemak Bay State Park, and there are three upcoming community events that can both raise money and help train volunteers for park needs. The Porcupine Theater, on behalf of the Kachemak Bay Water Trail, will show features of the Paddling Film Festival. Friends will host Trails and Tales, an event at the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center on Saturday, May 17th and June 7th for Trails Day. Emily Springer has more.
Dave Brann, a longtime member of the Friends of Kachemak Bay State Parks, visited KBBI this week to share details about some of the upcoming events. Eric Clark, trails specialist with the park, also said it's an important time to get volunteers trained and out in the park, and the events with the park this week and coming up soon will share some of what is needed. The first event is the 2025, the Paddling Film Festival, that will take place at the Porcupine Theater Wednesday evening,
with doors opening at 6:30.
This international festival has been showcasing the very best paddling films since 2006, with the intention to inspire viewers to explore rivers, lakes, and oceans, push extremes, appreciate wild places, and to embrace the paddling lifestyle. There are 26 films in the lineup this year, but not all will be included in Homer, because as Brann explained, total time for all the films would be over 5 hours. There will also be beer and wine sales available through the Porcupine Theater, and sales of these will go directly to Friends of Kachemak Bay State Park. Next is the Trails and Tales of Kachemak Bay State Park, with guest speakers Michael Hawfield, Taz Talley, and Kathy Sarnes. This will take place at the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center, starting at 4 p.m. on May 17th. Brann explains some of the details of that also.
So that's just a two-hour event, and then talking mainly about the state park and the things that have been done and the things that are going to be done and the experiences that different people have had. You know, Taz is a great geologist, and he did the kayaking for geology through the college class. And, you know, and Kathy, she's been super involved as the president of the Friends and all the stuff there.
Then, Trails Day on June 7th is a one-day event where the Friends of Kachemak Bay State Park and Alaska State Park Rangers will lead groups of volunteers to repair and improve trails and facilities within the state park. This nationally recognized day is just one opportunity to help and serves as the main kickoff event for volunteer work season here in Kachemak Bay. Clark explains some of the details of what park work entails with the Alaska Conservation Corps, ACC, prior to that.
May through mid-June is usually pretty hectic, so it's just a lot of things going on all at the same time.
ACC trail crews coming on and getting them training out into the field, dealing with inspection reports, dealing with trying to get trails cleared of trees, and it just all seems to come to a head at this time.
Some of the things that Clark shared also have to do more with general trail maintenance and requirements necessary for the park during this time of the year. There are three permanent employees of the park. Clark's position is focused on the trail work, and the two other employees are rangers, Carter Forney and Jason Oakley.
They do natural resource protection, old statutes, dealing with park regulations, anything that they also uphold, you know, statutes dealing with fishing game, like if people are illegally fishing, illegally guiding, illegally hunting, They do kind of a gamut of law enforcement, concentrating on state park property and state park issues.
Clark says that the Trails and Tales event is designed to get people interested in volunteer work to help with the trails and where some of that work will take place in the park. It is an effort to share with people that the trail maintenance is not all completed by park employees.
The friends kind of concentrate on Grace Ridge and Sadie Knob with trail stuff, you know, as in trying to keep, take out the trees and do minor brushing and all that, just so the trails can kind of stay open so people can hike them. Because right now, dealing with our staffing, we only can deal with high use trails.
Clark praised Dave Brand's long-term engagement and dedication to the park in general.
Dave has been a force to be reckoned with in a very good way. He has spent a lot of time on this, you know, by himself, like helping to clear trails, supporting sites that the water trail, which was one of his big ideas that has come to fruition, of supporting sites that are within the state park with support and maintenance of that, you know, and he has stepped up to the, like with Kayak Beach, you know, putting out picnic tables and building tent platforms to sites that need new outhouses and all that.
Clark also commented on some of the changes the park has seen from an environmental perspective since he started in the summer of 1995. And the features of how the glaciers have receded and exposed new landscape since then. Prior to volunteering, people do need to submit volunteer information, and in most cases, volunteers need to be over the age of 18, especially if operating power tools. More details on how to submit volunteer forms can be found by searching friendsofkachemakbay.org or at Psychological in Homer. There are many more details on what the park offers, both through the Friends website and through the Department of Natural Resources website, dnr.alaska.gov. This will include cabin facilities, Kachemak Bay Water Trail, trail options, and much more. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.